Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, you had like a post on the about KitchenAid.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
11229.
Can you repeat that for me slowly?
11229.
11609.
11229.
Can I have your name, please?
RIKKIY.
Can I have your last name?
CHON.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
This is real.
How much were you charged?
What?
How much were you charged?
How much a charge?
How much were you charged? How much were you billed?
I don't know. It says like $2 there.
Can I have your email address and can you spell it out for me, please?
RICKY 2341 at Walla WALLAY. No, sorry, WALLA.com.
Can I have the first six digits of your credit card number you put in?
No, one second. I want to know if it's like a. It's really they give for $2 a KitchenAid?
Can I have the first six digits of your credit card number you put in?
I don't know. I can't believe it with this. So I don't want to give my charge.
Can I have the first six digits of your credit card number?
How can I know it's real?
Okay, so what I would say you to do is to go back and read over the terms and conditions about what you're
You
trying
can
to sign up for.
send me by email.
No, sir, you will have to go back and read over the terms and conditions.
You can read what?
You will have to go back and read over the terms and conditions about what you're trying to sign up for.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
Okay,
But I can ask you something. People only people they send people this machine for $2.
okay, you will have to go back and read over the terms and conditions.
But I can ask you something.
Okay.
People get this machine in $2.
You will have to go back and read over the terms and conditions.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.